Hello, and welcome to another episode of the XXX Files, your trivia game show with all the sex trivia you never knew you needed. This week, we are joined with a very special guest. We're joined by a very special guest, Brainy Babe, who has been part of the panel before, and she has very generously agreed to come back. Thought I might have scared her away, but no, she's here. Say hello, Brainy.
Hey, Eve. Thanks so much for having me. You couldn't scare me. I jumped at the chance to be back here.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear, because we have some new flesh in the house. We have managed to attract a new victim to our little panel here, and this time, this is a representative of the XY Chromosome Club. I give you Mr. Testasula. Yay! Say hello, Yay! Tess.
Hello. It's me, Testasula.
Hello, Testasula.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome. So, this week, we are going to be talking about boobs, tits, tatas, cans, jugs, knockers.
Balance.
Gazongas, whatever, you know. We will have multiple choice questions, true or false, hopefully some spectacular bullshit, and some wonderful discussion about the tatas. And I will offer a particular kind of question that we can all compete for. And this time, I'm going to call it the Juicy Jugs question. So, I will announce that this question is going to be a Juicy Jugs question, and that means that both of you have to compete to buzz in first if you think you know the answer and you want to scoop the points for this fantastic question. So,
okay,
can we
wrestle for it?
Oh, if you want to, yeah, please go right ahead. But at least you can only do that if you say your buzzer word first, because I have no budget for this show, so I have no buzzer sounds. You have to say your word. And, you know, last time, BB, your word was, no, dick wallet was Caroline. What was yours last time?
Map of Tassie.
Map of Tasmania. That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
I was the penis flytrap last time. So tell me, what is your word, BB?
Well, can I offer it as a multiple choice question?
Oh,
because it's actually an answer to a question.
There's bonus points already. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. So we all know that breasts, they have a purpose. We know why they're here, right?
Yes.
Only one purpose. To feed our offspring, of course. Milk ducts, they have a name, a technical medical name. What is it? Is it lactiferous duct, mammary duct, or galactophore?
Isn't Galactophore a bad guy in Fantastic Four?
Doesn't it sound like it? Galactophore?
Doesn't it?
He manages to squirt milk at the enemies. I think that was what his power was. I would say lactiferous duct. You know.
Tess, what do you think?
Well, I didn't do a lot of reading for this entire thing, so I sort of glanced at Wikipedia, and that does sound a little bit familiar. So I'm gonna go with A as well.
Okay. They are called lactiferous duct.
Woohoo! Yes!
They are also called mammary ducts, and they are, medically speaking, the term is galactophores.
So wonderful
Play this.
Trick question from BB
All
right
three.
Out of the gate. Okay,
so galactophore.
That's your word.
Is gonna be my word.
Okay, galactophore. Okay, so this better be
it
good.
It sounds Battlestar Galactic.
It does. It does. It sounds like a mixture of semaphore. You know, the flags.
Oh yes.
And milk.
Well,
if you
think about it, we do use these babies to, you know, signal things.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
Ships and so on.
Moving on. So, Tess, can you beat Galactophore? Can you come up with a fantastically wonderful slang word for
Tess? Well, I don't think I can beat that. I mean, it had a whole, like, backstory and question and everything.
God, I know.
I feel like, okay, well, let my slang term come from the 1930s when four men walked into a pub. I just had
You know, if you just said that, no one would know.
With confidence, with great confidence comes, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to go with lovely jubbly.
Lovely jubbly, awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
Rolls off the tongue very easily.
Lovely jubbly.
It's quick, you know.
It's very British too.
Now, is jubbly an actual...
Lovely jubblies is kind of what English people might refer to
a
nice, juicy pair of tits as.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So a little bit of cultural education here as well. Nice.
That's why I'm here, just to educate.
Yes,
just to educate.
We
That's
needed...
why I think Eve brought me on,
yes.
Actually, because of my educational background.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
yes,
why.
Yes, well,
No other reason.
That's why we both wanted you. Yes. Here. Yes.
I've done at least 4 audios where I was a teacher, so I think I have quite good credentials.
I see.
For this. Well. Yeah.
BB, are you getting turned on? But I am kind of. But anyway. All right. So Galactic
I'm drinking.
Four.
I'm drinking cold water and patting bits of perspiration off my forehead.
Okay, good. So we've got Galactic Four and Lovely Jubblies.
Lovely jubblies.
So chesticles is going to be my word. So.
Dear God, is that a word?
It is.
That's such a bad word.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. Chesticles.
You didn't just make that up?
No, it was on a list.
Big hairy tits. I mean,
yeah. Okay, so I don't want to. Okay, I don't want to actually turn you off. So I think I will come up with something else. How about?
No, it's good. I like it.
Okay.
I didn't say I was opposed to that.
Didn't say it's like it's a bad thing. Okay. All right. So make sure if you're going to say your Juicy Jugs question, make sure you let us know so that we can shout out our wonderful word. Okay. So, BB, I think this week we should let our guest of honor go first, because he's the new victim. I mean, panelist. And
absolutely.
So, Tess, over to you.
All right. To start us off, I thought I'd go something a bit more serious, a bit more medical. So, actually, I think with your backgrounds, you're probably going to get this one very easily, which is going to make me look pretty bad. But in milliliters, oh, this might throw you off, Brainy Babe, because you don't use milliliters over there. That's great.
No, we don't. Okay.
That's great. Fantastic.
It's 1,000,000 liters, right?
Yes. Exactly. Okay. It's 1,000,000th of a liter. Anyway, in milliliters, how much milk does a pair of breasts produce? Closest 10 milliliters to my answer gets you the prize. I say my answer because there's probably like a bunch of different figures, but I have a number in mind. So that's going to be the target.
Okay. I'm throwing my hand up in the air now. Is this like lifetime or like in one session or
in one day? Sorry, yeah, like
because yeah, lifetime. That could be a hell of a lot of milliliters. Pool. Yeah, swimming pool full of. Okay, now let's see, Brainy. You've actually had babies. I haven't. So
yeah, but we don't use milliliters over here.
So you see, we're both at a disadvantage in a different
it's
way.
It's ounces. Wait, can I Google? Oh, I don't want to mess up my connection.
Do the conversion. Remember?
No, I'm not that tech savvy.
Well, if you give me the amount of ounces, I can do it.
Okay, you'll do it in his head,
say,
too.
Roughly between 4 and 6 ounces.
No, you're way off.
I'm way off.
Is it different? Is it a fluid, a U.S. fluid? Okay, I was in the wrong house. It's okay.
Oh, no.
This reminds me of Caroline's.
Eve, you got to put your.
Okay,
your
I got to do mine. Okay. I would say, let's see, 6 ounces is probably about, what's 125 milliliters, probably? Something like that. And so I would say, if that's wrong, I would say hungry babies. Oh, and it's 2 breasts, right? So you get a doublet.
Yeah, 2 breasts.
So I would say, I'm going to go with. Okay, you gave me a hint there, milliliters. So it's obviously not more than 1,000 milliliters, or else you would have just said liters, right? So, I'm going to say 700 milliliters.
Well, I mean, by virtue of being the only other person answering the question, you're closest.
Now, wait a minute. I risked my connection here, and I went for the conversion. 1 fluid ounce is roughly 30 milliliters.
Yeah. 6 fluid ounces is 177 milliliters.
Yeah. Oh, so I was
the
right
amount
on that.
Of
okay.
milk. The amount of milk a pair of breasts can produce in one day is.
Oh, you didn't say one day.
I did say one day.
Yeah.
You did. Oh, let's go back meeting. To the video assistant referee because
video assistant referee VAR. Guys.
He did say so. Yeah.
Okay, so you win, Eve. But it's 4 to 6 ounces every 4 to 6 hours.
Oh, so you see, you're right too. I think we should split the points, BB.
Okay.
Each get 1,000,000 points.
We get 1,000,000 points. Yes. Okay.
Nice.
All right. So.
So, nice. The answer the answer I had was 900 milliliters. So
I was going to say that. I was so going to say that. Okay. Yes.
May I add?
Yes.
That a healthy mom will produce as much milk as a baby needs.
Good point.
And whether that be 10 ounces of feeding or 2 ounces of feeding. It's a supply and demand relationship.
I would assume if your baby's only eating 2 ounces a day, you need to go see a doctor.
Right. Well, but no, some people supplement. Like working moms might supplement. So maybe they only nurse in the morning and at night. So it is a beautifully balanced supply and demand system.
Look at all the things I don't know by not having pushed a little human out my twat. Wow.
Oh,
okay. Okay, so it's my turn to ask a question. Okay, ready, guys? This isn't a Juicy Jugs question. This is just something you both get a chance, so please cool your jets. I know you're super excited, both of you, about this.
My jets are hot.
I know, you're hot. I know, you're both hot. You're leaking. I know, it's incredible. Okay, so before it was the world's biggest bookstore, before it was a river, Amazon, if you're in, you know, North America, referred to a race of fierce warrior women in ancient Greece. So true or false? The word Amazon comes from the Greek words amazos, meaning without breast, due to their practice of cutting off one breast so as to make firing their arrows easier. Is this true or false?
False.
Oh, wow.
Okay, with false.
I didn't even get to sing. Okay. Why do you think it's false? I'm just curious.
Well, I'm just thinking if they're truly great warriors, why would they put themselves out of commission for such a long time?
That's a good point. But you see, it's
partial mastectomy.
The idea was that then they could actually fire their weapons more.
But they wouldn't. But that's not true.
Well, yeah, okay. So, Tess, what do you think?
Actually, you've done it.
Have you done it? Are you telling me you've cut off your own boob just to fire an arrow? Is that what you're saying?
No. Your elbows are up by your ear, so it doesn't actually get in the way.
But the string goes over your chest.
Yeah.
So that could get in the way. That could be pretty pinchy.
Okay,
all right. So, Tess, what do you think? Do you think it's true or false?
I don't think it's true either, but I don't think it's true because I feel like the Amazon name came way before the myth of them removing their breasts came about. Or, like, rather, the story of their breasts being removed came about. That's my theory.
Well, you two fuckers are really smart and you're really pissing me off because I really want to stump you with this. It's false. You're right. Yay. You both get lots of points. It's so false. I'm just pick a number. You can have that many points. It's so false. It's actually
1,000,001 points. Okay. That way I'm in the lead now.
You're in the lead.
Well,
okay.
No, because
I haven't chosen mine million. Though. So yeah. Maybe it's 1,000,000 and two.
I see some real competitiveness here. Will you let me finish my answer, guys? Okay.
Sorry,
in fact,
go ahead.
This is so false. It's actually ancient false. It was false even back then. It's what's known as a folk etymology, or as we would say something, you know, you might find in Urban Dictionary. People joked around more or less because the words were similar sounding to this without breast. So it was fun to pretend that these ladies lopped off a boob for sport. But there is, in fact, no statue or artistic or written evidence to support the idea that they were these one-boobed wonders walking around. At most, they appear to be covering up just one or, you know. And people generally seem to think that the word comes from an old Iranian word, hamazan, which means warriors.
So I also think that men are so incredibly infatuated with breasts that I can't imagine any culture anywhere on the planet defacing them in any way.
But you see, this is the idea, though, right? The Amazon women were supposed to be like
society of women.
Yes,
entirely.
See,
yeah.
Just like the Wonder Woman type thing, Themis.
Right, but wouldn't that mean sort of I think of that as being, you know, super female.
Right,
super feminine.
But the idea was that they were lesbians and they didn't give a shit what men thought. That's basically what I took from that, which was
but they gave
you
a shit about what each other looked like.
Well, that's an interesting point. Maybe we can revisit this later. You know, she says with erudition. But anyway, so that myth is busted. That bust myth is busted. So, okay. all right, so now circling back. BB, your turn. Give us your question.
Yes. Okay. So I'll lighten the mood a little bit because I think what all of the male
listeners are you talking about?
Definitely wondering is how big are the largest breasts ever recorded?
Oh, I saw a picture of this woman.
Oh, did you? Okay. So, and I'll go by because I we're backward here in the United States. And we think that the rest of the world should measure things in inches, but no one does. We'll go in, now I was going to say pounds, but we have the same ethnocentric measurement there. But let's talk about the weight. Okay.
The weight.
Are the largest breasts ever recorded, were they a piece 36 pounds each? Oh,
dear God.
I have no idea. 46, what that means.
46 pounds each.
Divide by two, Tess.
Kilograms?
Yes. Okay. So it's double. So was it 32 pounds or what?
16 kilograms, roughly.
Okay.
It's like 2.2 or something.
44 pounds. Or was each breast, or is each breast, because she's still living, 56 pounds?
I'm going to go for the lowest one.
Okay, Eve?
I'm going to go with the 56-pounder.
It is the 56-pounder. Annie Hawkins-Turner has a breast that measures, you ready for this one? Around her torso, at the nipples, 70 inches. And each breast on an average day weighs roughly 56 pounds. Of course, they can vary based on water retention. She's 52 years old, and she lives in Atlanta, Georgia, here in the good old USA.
So her chest...
And if you Google her name, you can see pictures of her all over the place.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to include this in the show notes, definitely.
So, Annie Hawkins Turner.
And
yes.
Are these natural, or did she have...
Yes. Wow. No, it is. She just is a large woman and carries an enormous amount of fatty tissue in her breast.
Doesn't she have two people who stand in front of her and just hold them up as she is?
I don't know. The picture I saw of her, she was seated.
I'm just kidding. I don't think she does. No.
But they definitely were resting in her lap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine why she would not have reduction surgery and why any insurance company wouldn't pay for that.
Yeah, but see, she gets people around the world talking about her now. So, you know, that's something.
Still, it looks beyond manageable.
Wow. Well, that's a new one. 70 inches. Mm-hmm. That's like,
yes.
Okay, how many feet is that? She's like, oh, that's like 6 feet something.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's like what?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
2 meters? 2 meters around? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me appreciate my girls a little bit more. Okay, so.
I know, doesn't it?
Tess, next question.
Oh, me? Yeah. Okay. So this is to go back to your Sunday school teaching. So Saint Agatha of Sicily is often portrayed with her excised breasts presented on a platter.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
She is the patron saint of rape victims, breast cancer patients, wet nurses, Malta, and what else? You got three choices. Okay, so Malta, yeah.
Just throw in there.
The island.
Just throw Malta in there. Just because.
Well, you know.
Anyway,
there's a list. There's a list. Okay. So the three choices are A, Bellfounders. This is from the shape of her excise. B, preschool teachers, because this is her work, educating children in Christianity. Or C, heifers. And I don't know why that one is on there, but heifers.
Heifers?
Hmm.
As in cows which haven't calved or have only had one calf, I believe, is the technical definition.
Oh, well.
Can we get the list of what other...
Okay, yep.
I'm still stuck on Malta.
It's rape victims, breast cancer patients, maybe because her breast got chopped off, wet nurses,
right,
Malta, and sometimes firefighters, I believe.
Firefighters. I think you're making that one up.
She might have been burned alive. I don't know.
Oh my God. So our options are
Bellfounders,
okay.
Preschool teachers or teachers of young children.
Teachers of young children. Or heifers.
Heifers.
I gotta go with the heifers. I do. I don't know why. It just seems like...
You know, I was gonna go with the heifers too. Speaking as a recovering Catholic who was raised on saints and all the myriad bizarre things that they can be known for, it just seems to fit.
Well, you know, Bellfounders is just obscure enough, but I think Tess is a wily one. I think he's probably crafty enough to have actually slipped that in there, making us think that it's unusual enough, right? That it's got to be true.
Well, just so we increase our chances that one of us wins whatever fabulous prize he is willing to provide.
Oh boy.
I'll go with the Bellfounders.
Okay, you go. Okay, I'll take the heifers, and you go with the Bellfounders. So, Tess, which one of us gets your prize?
This is why girls shouldn't be allowed to collude with each other.
I thought you guys liked it when girls colluded with each other.
I know.
We find it very, very disheartening.
Really? You don't even like to watch when girls collude with each other?
Is that what you're doing when you're doing that?
Yes.
Those videos made it very clear that it was about other things. Okay, so the correct answer is Bellfounders. It is literally because of the shape of her excised breasts, as they call it.
Oh my goodness. And spinning off of that, do you know that there are actually 6 different shape categories of breasts? And that we have a new bra company here in the United States, who is now designing bra lines according to, I know, this is mind-boggling, the fact that we actually all have different shaped breasts instead of one shape.
Why women can't just wrap themselves up in bandages like they did in the Roman times.
Exactly.
I did in 8th grade.
You wrapped yourself
That's
up?
What I did. Yes, I was a ballet dancer.
Oh, wow, really?
Very, very serious, yeah. 6 days a week, the whole 9 yards. And when I started to develop...
When you say whole 9 yards, you mean the 9 yards of bandage that you wrapped around.
Yes, exactly. See, yeah. You understand.
I do.
You understand. Yeah, and that's kind of the end of the road, if that happens to you in puberty.
If you get big boobs, you're out of...
I fought it. Yeah, I fought it until it was just too painful to fight anymore. And I said, screw it. Musical theater it is.
That's so sad, BB. That's really sad.
It is. Isn't it awful?
But we're going to try to keep this light. So where did you get heifers from? Seriously. Did you make that up?
That one I made up. Yeah.
See, I knew you were wily. I knew.
Well, I made up the preschool teachers and the heifers, yeah.
I had a feeling you were pretty wily. I knew that. Okay. Awesome. Who's keeping track of the points? I'm not. All right.
I think I'm winning.
I think you are too. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to let him win no matter
what.
Because he doesn't understand. We haven't told him what the champion gets.
Rainy, I want to win.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. Well, you don't know what our prize is.
Yeah, we've been colluding
for the winner.
Colluding.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to send me the tape later? Because I would appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. This is a family show, guys. Okay, no, it isn't. So
I hope not.
Dear God. Okay, I'm going to do a Juicy Jugs question because we haven't done one yet.
Okay.
This is a Juicy Jugs question. So you two have to compete.
Okay.
So get your words ready. True or false? Boobs have been used as a murder weapon.
Love it, Jubbly.
Yes, Jubbly, speak.
Well, yes, of course.
Of course.
You don't ask this kind of question if they haven't been used as a murder weapon.
That's just too much logic for me. I just anyway, you know, I'm wily too. I could have been just like, no, it's false, and moved on. But okay, you're right. You get the points. Do you? You'll get bonus points if you can tell me when and how and what happened.
I bet I know.
Oh, geez. Well, then why didn't you shout out
but let Tess, or Tess, whatever? Tess got the question, so
okay,
let him go for it.
Are these the famous blue tit murders of London, 1885?
The famous blue tit murders of
London.
Yeah, they're usually overshadowed by Jack the Ripper, but you're right. There was the blue tit murders yet. No, although I would like to hear about that at some point, but no, it's not the blue tit murders.
Coming out soon.
Okay, awesome.
Do I get to make a guess?
He'll do it too. I know he will. Okay, yes, BB, go ahead.
Okay, was it by chance suffocation in bed?
Yes. And okay, do you know where?
It's a Linkin Park song, isn't it? No breathing. Yeah, God. Okay, I remember. Yeah, it makes sense now. I got it. I'm with you.
No, I have no idea, but I know that that is occasionally, although there's a lot, I'm not even going to get into that. But I just know that it does occasionally happen.
In 2013, a woman in the state of Washington intentionally smothered her boyfriend to death by, quote, covering his face with her chest.
Wow.
And in 2012, in Germany, a woman tried to smother her boyfriend to death the same way, but he survived. And when asked why she did it, she said...
He had a snorkel. He just put it between. He was fine. He's a pretty smart German guy. She should have thought. He said motorboating. He was like, no, I'm going to go in. And yeah, she wasn't ready for it. Thought it was like scuba diving role play, but no, he was just not going to die today.
This is so much better than what I have. I'm not even going to continue, but yes.
I can't breathe. Mm.
Exactly. She said, and I quote, treasure, she called him her treasure. Treasure, I wanted your death to be as pleasurable as possible. Which is interesting. And there was also a woman in England who also killed her boyfriend with her size 40 double L breasts during a, quote, sex game. Oh, no, she almost killed him. She didn't kill him. She almost killed him. She thought, and I loved this part, she thought his wild thrashing around was just him being excited.
Oh,
you know, no safe words here. He's just thrashing around like, you know. He survived, but surprisingly, they broke up. So,
oh, see, I would have thought that might have brought them closer together. You know, that near-death experience.
The near-death
often does.
She continued to not do the dishes. So it was just over. unreconcilable differences.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that must have been what it was. It surely wasn't that she nearly smothered him with her big gazongas.
It's called breath play, guys. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right. So, who are we on to now? Who's next?
I think it might. Yeah, I think it's
okay.
My turn.
BB, hit us.
Okay. All right.
But
so,
not with your breasts. It's a murder weapon.
Don't hit us with the breasts.
Oh. Okay. All right. okay. Tess, every time you
completely.
Speak, I get distracted, and so I have to refocus.
I'll just breathe heavily into the microphone.
That's not gonna help.
Yes, that's definitely not gonna help.
That's not gonna help.
Oh. Oh,
just
dear
so
God.
Excited about your questions, okay?
Oh, for fuck's sake, stop!
Okay, are we? How salacious can
good.
We get?
Oh, we're good.
How salacious can we get?
Oh, hopefully a lot more. So let's just.
Okay, all right. True or false? In general, speaking in terms of percentages, and this has been researched. Which boob is typically larger on a woman? Is it, well, I guess this is an either or question, not so much true or false. Yeah. Is it the left or the right?
The middle one.
The middle one.
Yes.
The answer is 7. No.
I feel like I've seen this somewhere as well. Left, obviously, left.
Okay, I'm gonna
to protect the heart.
I'm going to do a boob check here. I'm going to look down. And, oh, yeah, the left one's bigger. Yeah,
well,
okay.
That's a bit of an unfair advantage. So if we could all have a look at
okay.
Eve's
all right,
boob,
I'll give you a look.
You're right, this left one.
The left one's right, much bigger. Okay. So we're both, for different reasons, we both think left. Are we right?
Yes, and you are both correct.
Woohoo!
In the most recent study that was done, approximately 65% of women, of course, all of us have one that is larger than the other, but in 65% of those studied, it was the left breast.
I am actually really fascinated looking down here because, you know,
very
you're right.
Sinister.
You're right, you know, it really is bigger. That's interesting. I'm just going to jiggle them a little bit here. Hey, I could use this for an audio sound effect. Okay, so, yes, great.
Yes.
Good.
So you both win.
Yeah, good question. How many points?
Great question.
Oh, 65.
Of course. Of course. Okay, my question is kind of similar.
Hey,
multiple choice.
My turn?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Tess.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
Get these girls excited and
I
just
know.
Run just, all over you.
We're just some... Well,
okay, so this is going to be a juggling question, is that right?
Juggling.
No.
Okay.
Is it called hot jugs?
Oh, juicy jugs.
Words.
Juicy jugs.
Juicy jugs question.
Jugs. Oh heavens. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it's one of these kind of like etymology ones.
Ooh, I like those.
Okay. So which sea mammal sea mammal's name.
I can't believe you
might
this
be
off.
Derived from a native word for breast.
Native to what?
Oh, testicles. Testicles.
Okay.
Testicles.
You said, I can't remember who that is. That's Eve. Yeah.
That. That's. You said native word.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with manatee.
Right, but native to what language?
Oh hell, I don't know. Region? It's just, you know, whatever. It was just a guess. It's a Juicy Jugs guess. I don't know. Am I right, Tess? No.
If that's just a guess, that's a very good guess.
Did I guess right?
That is the right answer.
Woo-hoo! I'm so smart. Okay.
Did you know that? Did you know
I
that already?
I did not know that. I just thought, you know, how many sea mammals? And honestly, Tess, honestly, you have my undying love for coming up with a fish breast question. Honestly, that is just
close as I could get.
That's fantastic. Breast. Anyway, I can't believe I got that right. So I win the Juicy Jug.
I wanted to look up if there was any uses for sea cow milk, but this is as close as I could get to a breast-related question.
Sea cow.
Apparently,
is there a story there?
Well, you know, the way Eve introduced me to the idea of doing some questions was one of them should be about fish boobs. So I took that very seriously, and I was looking up sea cows because, you know, udders, milk, breasts, yeah.
Cows. See, I wanted to say, okay. I really wanted to give him a huge challenge because in the first episode we had fish with penises on their heads, and you know that was
that's true.
And then we had sharks with vagina teeth or something like that, and in the second one, and so I thought we need to have fish tits, right? But the thing is,
squalene,
exactly. Exactly. But then I remembered, fish—they're not mammals; they don't have boobs, right? Yeah. But he pulled it off anyway. He's a rock star.
And as an interesting fact, the Stella cow, something like that. In the Wikipedia article, it did mention that the taste of the milk. So someone somewhere made butter from the Stella sea cow.
Oh,
sadly extinct. Sadly extinct, unfortunately, the Stella sea cow. So
I heard there was a now defunct ice cream stand in London somewhere that served ice cream made from breast milk, human breast milk. Okay, so moving on. That's really awesome. I've got to give you 10,000 points just for coming
Thank
up
you.
With a fish tit question. So considering fish don't have tits, so that's fantastic. Okay, multiple choice. In a global, completely scientific survey of both men and women, the ideal cup size is... A, B, B, C, C, A, or D, D?
Now, is D, D, or is it D, 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 D?
D, 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 whatever, you know. Just... is that clear enough? Do you want to repeat? A, B, B, C, C, A, or D, D?
What was the question again? I missed the first part of the question.
I'm going to say C.
The ideal cup size, globally.
Ideal cup. To women or men?
Both.
Or both.
Yeah. What do men and women prefer in terms of cup size?
A, B.
And we're assuming that they prefer the same thing?
Well, they actually do, and that's what's interesting, is that they do.
Huh.
Men and women both prefer the same cup size.
A.
By a large margin.
No, can we just answer in cup size? Because you lost
me. No, I was doing the option.
He's following the rules.
Option A.
Option A, which is B. So that's your answer, right?
That's my
A,
answer.
B. Okay. So BB.
Okay.
BB.
I'm thinking it's C.
CA or CC?
No, cup size.
Cup size. C.
C cup size.
BB takes it. It's a C. It's the answer is B.
Soft C.
I mean the option D, you know, cup size C. C
Man.
Is the most popular cup size in terms of preference. Which is interesting because a lot of women think they need to go bigger and bigger and get surgery. And all that. When really, C is the most popular, followed by B, which is the next most popular. In other words, going down in size.
And yet...
Did you hear? I had a fact, scientific fact, that men with lower incomes or wealth tend to prefer women with larger breasts, and men with higher incomes or wealth tend to prefer women with smaller breasts.
Yes, that is true. That is true. And the more education one has... the less sex you have. And the less education you have, the more sex you have.
I can confirm that. Confirm that. I never went to school. Can't even read. Dripping the ladies. Knee deep in clunge.
Bring on the minge.
Exactly. Can't got all these questions wrong. Having sex every day.
Right. You're going to have to edit out like 15 minutes more
left. Oh, fuck no. I'm leaving the whole thing in. Come on. This is fun. People love
this.
That's
what she said. Oh, wait for it. Struck like a lightning bolt. I can hang up now. Done.
All right. Let's do it. Wow. Oh, this was a good addition to the panel, wasn't it, BB? This is good.
Oh, my God. Yes. Well,
it's lightning fast.
What do you think you would be?
No.
Okay, so I have a true or false question.
Okay.
May I?
Yes.
Okay. True or false? There is a physiological connection between orgasm and breastfeeding.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You can tell that.
Do you know what it is?
What it is? One stimulates the other. And
yeah, but why?
Oh, fuck. oxytocin. It's got to have something to do with oxytocin.
Yes, it is.
Or prolactin.
So oxytocin is one of the major.
It's the
brain
love
chemicals.
It's right.
The
exactly. Love chemical.
Released during orgasm. It is also the chemical that it was responsible for the letdown reflex.
Right.
Which allows milk to start flowing. Which is why many, many, many women, like almost all, will tell you they have a feeling sort of a gentle release of tension when their milk lets down. And it's because a small amount of oxytocin gets released to calm the mother so that she can then sit and attend to the child and can also calm the child. Isn't that fascinating?
It is. And is that because breastfeeding hurts? This is what I'm always been curious about. Does the baby chew on you? Like, how does that happen? Like, does the baby just... does the little teeth
just
kind of...
The baby inserts its incisor fangs into the breast. And like a
well, Tess,
bat,
that is out. Not terribly far from the truth milk. When they first come out with yeah. teeth. No, it's just the way our bodies work. It's an interesting question, though. Does breastfeeding hurt? For many women, yes, it does. And the pain seems to be correlated with the amount of melanin in your skin. So the paler a woman is, in fact, the last study I read, white women with red hair seem to experience the most severe discomfort with breastfeeding.
Oh, shit, that lets me out.
And the darker a woman's complexion, hair, and skin, they seem to experience less. The least amount of pain that I had was 8 solid weeks of like just crying through it.
Oh my God.
And then it was like flipping a switch. And I always tell people it went from being one of the hardest things I've ever done to being the easiest thing I've ever done. It can be the most, usually it's the baby. And
the teeth.
It can be
see,
teeth.
I knew it.
No, this is at birth. This is early on.
No
right?
teeth. Some babies are born with teeth.
Yes, they are. Milk teeth, but then they fall out.
Milk teeth, see?
Yep. And then you get to do that again. Oh, you God. Get the milk teeth and then you get to do it all over again.
Oh, God.
No, it's all, not trying to be snarky. It's technique. And a lot of women don't know how to properly nurse. There is a technique. And the way most of us do it is not right. Because, at least in the United States, and we're really bad about this, it's not something that we culturally support or pass down.
Well, that's pretty depressing.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, BB.
You're welcome.
No, but that's it. That is fascinating, though, because... Okay, so moving right on. Tess, give us another... give it to us, Tess. Please, give it to me, Tess. Please, 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 give it to me.
I'm just waiting for the men who are listening to just pull their pants back up. Get back to the contents of this audio. Okay, so
I can do much.
I have I'll give the content to this audio. yeah, you're both gonna take it, so sit down.
Oh fuck!
Shut up. Play close attention. Okay.
There's BB gone. Okay, so.
Yes, that's one of my trigger phrases.
Pull your trousers back up.
This could very easily turn into an FFM audio.
Both of you stop leaking. Okay. So Tess, give us your question. This is serious.
I'm trying.
Just say that one more time.
So there's really wet noise in my ear at the moment. So it's multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these is a real or in-use slang term for mammary intercourse? Mammary intercourse, yeah.
Can you define that? What is mammary intercourse?
Tit fucking. Did I ruin it for you? I'm sorry.
No, I was literally trying to imagine.
Did I ejaculate prematurely?
Okay, never mind. Gotcha. Okay.
You came on my face and you walked out
the door. I did. I just came all over your face and left. Threw some coins on your body out the door.
Bam, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes. Thank you, Tess.
Yes, thank you, Tess. Good one. I don't remember that one.
Bam! New audio. I'm doing it. Okay.
I know. And now I'm picturing like a what is that 4-word challenge? Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Tess. Yes. Okay. Anyway, please continue.
I'm trying. I've got up to A so far.
Not this a is more list, progress though, than so. I thought you'd make, actually. So.
Okay. So. A French fuck.
Ah.
B. Paizuri. C. A trip down mammary lane.
You made that one up.
Those are the three choices.
Paizuri?
Paizuri.
Paizuri.
Paizuri. Has to be said that way. Okay. Is that just the sound that the cock makes as it's sliding between.
What are your tits made out of? Yes, tits.
That's exactly what it sounds like, in fact.
Okay.
So,
so that wasn't me, that was just me putting a porn video on in the background.
You are a porn video.
Oh my god, okay. The Paizuri. I would say Paizuri sounds, that again, that sounds too fucked up to not be real, so that's got to be real.
Okay, well, we're going to collude, Eve. Okay. Should we collude on Tess?
Let's collude on him. Let's collude all over him.
I really think
him.
We should.
Who's going to collude at the top and who's going to collude at the bottom?
We'll take turns.
Yeah. Okay, so, I'm going to go with A.
I don't even know what the question is anymore.
French
Paizuri. Fuck cares?
Memory lane.
I just make him say it over and over again.
Yeah,
say
fuck again, Tess, please. Please say fuck again, please, Tess.
French fuck.
Oh, God. I'm going to say all three.
Sorry?
I think all three must be real. I think you're fucking with us, Tess. That's what I think you're doing.
You would know if I was fucking with you.
Oh, I saw that one coming a mile away. I was like...
She teed that one up.
Waiting for it. Just
she was asking for it.
And bam, he delivers. Yeah. I would say it's...
Okay, so Eve says all three.
Yeah.
I'm going to say A.
Well, technically you're both right in that respect. Yes, it was a trick question. They are all ways of referring to A.
So
a tit wank. A French fuck.
A French fuck.
A nice trip down memory lane.
Oh my god. Well, I thought for sure you made that one up. That was just too funny.
So I figured a French fuck had to be right. Paizuri is just, just nuts. And the memory lane thing, I mean, that's just great. I mean, how could you not say that? Right?
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so I have another question. Okay?
Okay. Me?
Me. No, okay. Me. Okay? Okay. Etymological question again, because I love language, and so this is... I want to keep this kind of like Masterpiece Theater a little bit. This is my aim for this show, is, you know, or like Mastermind or something. Exactly. Very educational and serious. So, any idea where the word boobs comes from?
Yes, Tess.
Tell us, Tess. Just tell us.
The letters look like a pair of arms and hands just squeezing two breasts together between them. Boobs. And then you just add an F on the end because there's two of them. Boom. Job done. Next question.
Okay, I'm scratching out the real answer, and I'm going to say that that's the actual one. That's so good, but no, sadly, no. So I'm going to have to take away points from you, Tess.
What?
I'm sorry.
Don't you talk.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, I don't know. The only, and I'm just going all meta here. The connection that I think of is, you know, boob is an insult. At least here it is for an idiot.
Yeah.
True.
Right? So I was trying to come up with some connection there, but
do you think
can't.
Boobs comes from the insult, not the other way around?
No. I think that we call people boobs as an insult because most of our insults for men are based on women.
Right.
Right. We call them, you know, pussies. We call them, you know, somebody made you your bitch, that kind of thing. So I'm assuming if that's not true, I imagine it came from
us. I think you're
probably
right. I think you're right.
But no, I was just trying to think if there was, I don't know. That's just where my head went. I'm just all over the place today.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, and here's the educational parts. I'm putting on my glasses. Try to contain yourselves because I know.
Is it going
to
be something like the old Norse word for hillock?
She did that to us with the penis episode, and
I
fell for it.
Yeah, I did. I did that to her. Anyway.
It literally was an old Norse word.
It really was. Yeah, exactly. Apparently, it goes back to 1680, because before then, they were usually called paps.
Yeah.
But then people started calling them bubby. That's what they were called, was bubby.
Oh,
and they think
it
may come from the Latin word bibere, which means to drink. Because obviously, right? And then in time, it morphed into booby. That's what they think, anyway. And booby, or boobs, is the word that women prefer for, this is slang word women prefer. And tits is the word men prefer.
Really?
Which is the interesting thing, because boobs, and I know this from talking to girls over the years or whatever, boobs are just so much, I don't know, it seems so much more innocuous when you talk about your boobs with the girl, right?
Oh,
boobs,
see, I'm the
right?
opposite. I'm the total opposite. I hate boobs.
You hate
love
boobs?
Tits.
You love tits, mm-hmm. Do you?
I just, boobs, like, sounds juvenile.
It does, doesn't it? It does sound silly, I know.
And tits sounds dirty.
Well, tits sounds sexual, for sure. It's like bum and an ass, I guess, you know, like bum is cute and ass is definitely a lot more sexual. I do find that interesting. So, okay, that's my question done. So who are we on to now? Where are we?
Yes.
And maybe you guys have one last question each, because we do have to wrap this up at some point, as stimulating as this has been. Is it possible to grow breasts anywhere else on your body besides your chest?
Oh, I saw the documentary about this.
You and your porn habit test.
It was something like small Nicholas or something like that. His uncle got two breasts on his head, and he was it small Nick, little Nicky. That was the one, and he wore a bra on his head for the rest of the movie documentary.
Totally happened, right?
Am I making a reference that no one else gets?
No, I get it.
You get Adam
Sandler. I'm not getting it, but I'm assuming the little Nicky sounds like a really bad movie.
He's completely.
Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic.
I'm gonna say, and I'm assuming this is.
And you're resting your body.
Not with scientific intervention.
No. This is just you can grow breast tissue somewhere else on your body. True or false? Like a fully functioning breast that will express
intentionally,
milk.
Intentionally?
No, just
born this
people
way.
Are born, people have it. Just have it.
Well, I mean, there's lots of things that people are just born with that are...
Just trying
fixed.
To avoid answering the question, not you, BB. Come on. Yes or no? Yes.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Where?
I'll shut up. I'm really... I'm
back
really
of the hands.
Revealing...
Can you? What do you think? Yes, no? You say yes, I'm
yes.
assuming. Okay.
Yes.
What do you
yes.
think, Tess?
No.
You think it's no?
I just like to be different, you know, walk my own path.
So contrary. Okay. Yes. There is a famous case of a French woman in 1827 who had a completely formed third breast on her thigh. And when she had babies, the breast produced milk, and apparently she nursed 5 children from her 3 breasts. And in 1980, they wrote up in a scientific journal about a 74-year-old man who was discovered to have a fully functioning breast growing on the back of his thigh. He called it a tumor and refused to have it removed. I can just imagine him, like, on the train, you know, just fiddling with the back of his
crazy.
Thigh.
So they
just,
actually
you know.
Have mammary glands in them.
Yeah, They're fully functional.
Galactic Force.
Galactic Force! Oh, bonus points! Ding, 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 ding. See, I have to give him some of your points, Nubby, because he used your Juicy Jug's word.
He can have all of my points. All of them.
So there you go.
Take them all.
Take it all down.
So, and also people can have more than two nipples too. And in fact, some famous people have more than they have an extra nipple. People like Mark Wahlberg.
And Chandler Bing on Friends has a nipple.
Right. Well, because he's not a real person, but you know, but there are real people that actually have more than one nipple, because apparently you can have them like even dotted all along from your arm all the way down to your whatever, because we have this like milk line as we're in a embryonic stage, just like, you know, cats and whatever have a bunch of different things, so we can have that too. And most people just consider it a nice little friend they have on their bud somewhere. They don't worry about it too much. But that actually leads me to my next little food for thought here thing. Since we have a member of the man flesh here with us, I thought we should probably take advantage of him in more ways than one. And we should probably ask him what his general opinion on the female tit is. Tits, plural. Like, what do you think about tits, Tess?
Well, as the voice of all men.
Yes, because you do speak for all men, so.
From
please.
Now and forever. Always.
Yes.
Yeah, they're great.
Eloquence and charm just emanating
and
through.
And diplomatic.
They're great. Yeah, they're good. Good. Yeah. You would be great being interviewed after the World Cup, you know, when they always say, how do you feel? I'm like, what a stupid fucking question.
We played very, very well. good.
Je suis heureux d'avoir gagné le Coupe mondiale.
Just like Finnish sports stars. Yeah. He's like, I
scored the goal. Thank you.
I mean, it's a bit of an open question that doesn't really.
Okay, true. Okay,
let me ask a follow-up.
Okay, go ahead, BB.
And this is a genuine question, okay? Does it matter?
Does it matter?
Yeah, does size, does shape, does any of it really matter if you're attracted to the person?
Well, that's a bit of a circular question.
Because you wouldn't be attracted to them if you were attracted to them.
If it did matter. Yeah. So, like, if I'm attracted to someone, then I'm attracted to them already, right? So, you might find that people won't be attracted to a person. I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's true. I think most people, I don't really believe in the idea of, like, oh, they're not my type. I think that tends to just hide a sort of, like, actually, they're just not a nice person. I don't really want to hang around them very much. So, yeah, I think most people would find themselves looking past certain features for other good features. But you might think that, like, if the situation is there's a woman at a bar and her physical appearance is all I have to go on, and will I not talk to her, then you might say, if she doesn't have X, then I won't talk to her because I'm just not interested. But if I had talked to her, you know, turns out that she might have been an amazing person with a wonderful personality, and I would have fallen in love and everything would be fine.
Now, why do you suddenly sound so American when you say that? Okay, no, okay.
Do you get what I mean? Like it's a typical question.
Totally,
yes. Like,
yes. Yeah. Basically, you're telling all of us that you're a nice guy. Okay.
I am a nice guy.
We get it. But let's say all things being equal.
All things being equal. Like, do I have preferences?
Yes.
Basically.
It doesn't have to be about you. Like, I am really just asking for the male perspective. Like, from what men in general tend to... We think, as women, and this is why I ask, we think as women that men are fixated on breasts. And this is why we tend to pay a lot of attention to our own breasts and how good they look and how big they are and how revealing we can...
And spend a sizable chunk of our salary on bras.
Stuff like that. So, but I don't know if that's because every once in a while, I'll get somebody say, you know, oh, I'm an ass man or something, you know, and it's like they just don't really care about breasts at all. And I know personal preferences and individuality and all that, but I'm just saying in general, it seems to me that guys, and I have read this a little bit because there seems to be some sort of scientific interest in this area as to why men seem to be almost hardwired and heart is, I use this not sexually, of course. I'm trying to be very erudite here.
Scientific.
Very, yes. That men seem to be hardwired to like breasts, and they can't quite figure out why. I mean, it's interesting enough that human females are the only ones that have breasts all the time. Most primates, even the bonobos that are very close to us, only seem to have swollen mammary tissue when they're nursing or pregnant or whatever. But human females are just like me, 12, boom, you know, I got these cans overnight, and they never go down. And so there's a lot of speculation.
Someone suggested to me today that's because we don't have a mating season.
Well, that's true. I've read about that as well, that we have to... we are sexually receptive most of the time, and so our breasts have to sort of signal that to men, that we are sexually receptive. And because we have hidden ovulation, we don't want to give any signs that we are ovulating or not ovulating. We want men to fuck us all the time, basically. That's what it comes down to. And I pretty much concur with that, right? And the idea too, and I read this too, that I thought was interesting, was that it actually, speaking of like the hormones and oxytocin and stuff, that when men actually play with our nipples and devote some time to our breasts and stuff, it releases more of these oxytocin type chemicals.
Oh, it does.
And
can I just,
this
can
is
I
bonding
just
and all
you?
This kind of thing. So yeah. We want men to be attracted to our nipples and our breasts so that they will play with them, so that we will have these wonderful chemicals and hormones and all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting because nobody seems to have any kind of real concrete ideas about this, but we all tend to agree anyway, in general, that men are, they just go apeshit over boobs, and they just kind of go like, wow, you know, they lose their minds over it, and we can't quite figure it out. So please, BB, please jump right in. Please rescue me here.
No, I was going to say that.
There?
Yeah, there's no question. I'm just, you know, I'm just opining. I better be deplatformed. Okay. So go ahead.
So I guess his answer is they're great.
Yeah, true. That's the answer.
No, what I was going to say is when I was doing my research in preparation for today's conference call.
The conference, yes. Yeah, the symposium.
In 2011, there was actually an article in the Journal of Sexual Medicine that there was a rather extensive MRI study done on nipple stimulation, and they were able to provide enough evidence to say that there's a direct correlation between nipple stimulation and activation of the brain's genital sensory cortex, which is normally what gets lit up in an MRI when, like on a female anyway, like let's say her clitoris is stimulated.
Right.
That the same area of the brain experiences activity with nipple stimulation, not necessarily to the same extent, but it is the scientific explanation, they think, for why it is that women can have, you know, nipple orgasms.
Nipple orgasms, yeah.
Yeah.
And it I guess it would explain...
Orgasms,
you know,
as they called
orgasms.
Well, that's what they called them in the Journal of Sexual Medicine in 2011.
Norgasms? They called them that? Did they?
What?
Norgasms?
What did I say? Norgasm? Oh, God. No, I didn't hear the end. Oh.
Orgasms. I like that. So
yeah, but it's also the same explanation for why women who are breastfeeding sometimes leak when they are being sexually aroused.
Oh, is that a thing?
Because it works in reverse. I mean, it's the same connection between the genital sensory cortex and the brain and the nipple, that you can use them to stimulate the cortex, but if the cortex is stimulated, it can also stimulate milk flow, which I think is amazing.
It is fascinating.
We are incredible. Incredible creatures.
We are. And men have been trying to figure us out for millennia, and they are no further ahead than they were back in the caveman days when they tried to, you know, come and present us with a bit of a mammoth and say, here, honey, and, you know, didn't work then and doesn't work now, and they're lost, basically. So that's why we're doing this, because we want to educate and we want to help.
Yes.
Is that what they called it back then? A bit of mammoth.
A bit,
a bit of mammoth. A bit of mammoth.
Yeah,
tuck
you know
it back under the loincloth. Tuck it that way. I'm not interested. You haven't stimulated my nipple ducts enough.
You call that a mammoth? I don't know how we ended up here, but so who won? Who do you think won?
I have one more question.
Oh God! Okay, bonus round. Okay, Tess, please go ahead.
Okay, which British city might be named after breasts?
Oh
I'm at a serious disadvantage here because.
Okay, let me think.
It's a very famous one. It's a very famous. It's one of the big ones. If you don't know it, then
Manchester.
It's not Newcastle. Just gonna put it out there.
It's not Newcastle. Let me think.
You'll be pleased to know then that BB is right. It's Manchester.
Really? Mm.
That was a random guess.
Because I know, and it's very annoying that everyone seems to do that. With fucking manatees and Manchester. I'm just going to fucking throw out all my questions and go back to writing about heifers.
No, Tess, you just have to play with dumber women.
The bimbos on. Where are the bimbos?
Where are the bimbos? Okay. I'm feeling pretty...
To explain.
Yes, please explain. Yes.
The name Mamusium that gave origin to the name of the city of Manchester is thought to derive from the Celtic language meaning breast-shaped hill. Because I was trying to look up how many mountains are named after breasts, because it's a thing, you know.
Like they say
it's like a pair of women's tits.
That was my next question. Yes.
So, yeah, I was wondering if there's like a total, but they didn't have a total, but I saw Manchester. So I was like, that'll do.
See? That's your contribution from your part of the world. So that's good.
Thank you.
Manchester.
Wow.
But yeah, speaking of, I found that there were 9 places in the US with mountains named after tits.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's not just the Tetons.
Bubble Mountains, Nipple Top.
Yep.
Spanish Peaks.
Apparently.
Teton Rage.
Apparently, there's like.
You've been here!
Molly's Nipple.
Molly's Nipple, yeah. Apparently, there's 9 of them in Utah alone. I'm like, wow, Molly, she got around and she must have had some pretty impressive.
She just had one famous nipple. It's not nipple, it's one nipple. It's
like, Molly's Nipple, just the one.
Either this mountain looks a lot like a nipple or her nipple looks a lot like a mountain.
It was her third nipple that was so famous. Yeah.
The third one, exactly.
That's why they memorialized it so often.
She got around in Utah, let's just put it that way.
And apparently there's a couple of them in like Tiddy Peak or something in Alaska. And so they're thinking there's a lot of lonely men in Alaska, obviously, that are just gazing out the window and they're looking at the majestic splendor of a snow-capped mountain and they're thinking,
Cocks Mountain? What? Yeah.
Their cocks are just springing out of their pants and they're thinking, I got to jerk off to that mountain.
Hey, so. Joe, look at that mountain. What does it remind you of? I don't know, Pete. It looks a bit like a mountain. Oh, no. Use your imagination.
Why do you sound like a pirate?
Get rid of their trees. What do you see?
You sound just like an Alaskan pirate.
Ain't you been with Molly and her one nipple?
Molly's nipple.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe.
So I thought it was pretty cool that there's mountain ranges named after tits. I thought that was pretty impressive. You know, that's kind of nice. There's not a lot of geological features named after cocks, not as far as I know. I would go visit if there was, but there isn't. No, but that would be interesting. I would like to find out if there are any places in the world named after cocks. That would be
that's a Google search.
Because that would be a good road trip. That would be something we'd have to go check out. So, with it swinging by the Molly's Nipple first. So, of course. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. We can keep talking, but I'm going
to
wrap this up.
Are you sure we can't do another hour of you telling me how amazing I am?
God, well, we could do that, but I have to make some kind of... I have to say that the show is over. I have to finish the show.
The show is over.
So, okay, yay. So, now, the winner with 900,000 milliliter points is Tess D'Souza. Yay! Congratulations, Woo! Tess. And in second place?
Excuse me, I'm doing my speech
okay.
now. thank you, first of all, Eve, for inviting me on. That was really nice of you.
Aww.
Even knowing that I am... You know, a Brexpert. Breastpert? Expert on breasts.
I thought you were going to say you're an expert on Brexit. Anyway. Okay, so in second place, with 800,000 milliliter points converted to American ounces, whatever the fuck that
fluid
is.
Fluid ounces.
Fluid ounces of breast milk is... BB, Brainy Babe, yay! Woohoo! Congratulations, Brainy. And I'm in last place with negative 400,000 points. So thank you for joining us. And please tune in next time when we will be talking about, I don't know, what should our next topic be? What do you think? Because we've done the cock and the pussy and the boobs.
I think it should be orgasms.
Orgasms. You think that the big O, the...
I think it should be the most sexual organ of them all.
The brain.
The brain. No, the ass. Yeah, it should be the asshole.
The asshole? Yeah. The most sexual organ of them all. The asshole. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll...
Actually, I think the brain could actually be, like, if you're looking at... Okay, sorry. I'm going... brainy again, but seriously, the neurochemistry of sex and arousal, and
it is pretty cool.
Oh, it's fascinating. And right. Not that I have any expertise in it, but I just loved the little bit I was reading.
We have Wikipedia, right? So, and as long as there's fish in it, that's all I care about. That's my only requirement. So fish brains on sex is pretty good. But yeah, orgasms maybe, or we haven't done balls yet, which I just did a video about checking yourself for testicular cancer. I don't know if you saw that test, but please fondle your balls for me, please.
I don't know when you think I was stopping fondling my balls.
Oh, right, yeah. You've been doing it this whole time. Awesome. So we could. I learned a lot about balls while I was, you know, researching for this video. So we could do one on balls, but orgasm is good. Masturbation. I think you said last time, didn't you, BB, that maybe masturbation as a subject could be something interesting, which could be very, very cool. Any ideas, Tess? Anything you would like to talk about, possibly? If you join us again, which, you know, is totally
maybe yours. You could just an actual answer. Kink or something like that might be interesting.
Yes.
It would come with lots of fun questions. It like, would. What is the technical term for having a thing for clowns?
Or bozophilia. Customs and traditions.
Yeah, I think we have a lot to choose from in the future. So, congratulations to my first and second place winners. And
oh, thank you. No, this is a blast, and I know I said this to you last time, Eve, but I love the fact that it is pseudo educational.
It is,
because I learn something every time I do this. And I was just saying to someone today, as I was doing research, I'm like, how is it that I know so little about my own body? And I actually know a lot about
my
own body.
I had to look down at my own tits to see which one was bigger. I mean, you know, that's pretty bad. So.
It is true. I was actually stopped by a man in the street just actually earlier this week. And he was like, oh, which sea creature is named after breasts? Oh, fuck. And I was just like, dude, I can't believe I don't know that either. And we had a bit of a... conversation about it. So,
I thought you were going to say really he stopped you to ask you which of your breasts is larger.
He could see that just by looking at me. I wear very tight tops, so it was fine. He's like, lefty? And I'm like, no, you got me. 65%.
So now we know which way he hangs too, don't we, BB?
He can hang however he wants. Yeah.
So... now, keeping this classy, I'm going to say goodnight and goodbye. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
And
we'll see you next time. Say goodbye, everybody.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, you guys.